Welcome back to the Tiltcast. This is Holly with episode 25, Good Parts of Satan.
I'm Beefy.
In this episode, we'll be talking about Slam Bolt Scrapper, Your Shape, Halo Defiant, and a lot of other shit. And across from you, we have the douchebag Trent.
She's just still pissed about that. I told you I didn't know it was your ass. I swear to God. Shit.
And then to my left, we've got Andrew.
Heyo.
So what have you been playing, Trent?
Oh, wow, right into it, huh?
How are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Been this week, or...
Not at all.
I'm going to tell you how I've been this week anyways, because we got a lot of filler.
Wait. We might want to say who we're missing, because he's a douche.
Oh, we'll get to that here in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds all right.
How have you been, Trent?
You know,
I've been pretty good. I was in OKC, and then in Dallas, and... car got towed in Dallas.
So what exactly happened? Because I only thought you were going to be in Oklahoma City. I didn't know you were in Dallas.
I went to OKC with my girlfriend because that's where she lives.
Yeah.
And I was down there doing some work. And
some prostitution work?
A little bit. Not so much. I've been cutting back.
I know OKC people don't have much standards, so you made some bank.
Well, it's like my secrets. I've been cutting back on that as well. But
I don't know what that means.
I really like secrets. It was a little... Cough drops are really tasty. Oh. Yeah. Anyways, it's hard to suck a secret with a dick in your mouth.
Was that like a Dexter reference?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was just, you talking about?
I was just singing to myself.
In Dexter, there's an episode where one of the main guys is always has the cough drops in his mouth, and he goes around and he kills hookers.
There you go.
I don't remember.
That it was not a Dexter kind. I was just saying to myself that it's hard to enjoy an Altoid with a cock in your mouth.
That's where
I'm coming from.
Feels good on my wiener, though.
It feels good on my balls. Yeah. I call it a peppermint patty. She had to turn away.
I almost threw up in my mouth.
Oh, that's what I'm here for.
So why'd your car get towed?
No, my car is my girlfriend's car. We went down to see...
Because you don't have a car.
Yeah, I have a car. I just haven't gone to buy it yet.
So then you don't have a car.
No, I'm buying a new car, though, like this month. But,
I don't have to drive you anymore.
Yeah, you drive me to school, man. That's it. It's not even once a week. It's when I feel like going. But now I'm going to get a new car. But anyways, I was in OKC working on some stuff with her. And we went down to Dallas to go see Peter Murphy, which is, you ever heard of the band Bauhaus?
No.
Bauhaus? He was the lead singer for them back in the day, and he has his solo stuff now. And we went to go see him because she's a big fan. And some bitch in this parking lot called a tow service on us, because there was a sign there for no towing, but it was in Spanish and it was hidden behind a tree. Had I seen it, I could have read what it said, but it was hidden behind a tree.
I can't believe that someone actually called it in, though.
In Texas, you have to know Spanish, because that's...
Oh, everything is Spanish down there.
That's their main dialect.
Yeah, everything is Spanish. Like, billboards are all in Spanish.
Yeah.
Depending on what part of the city you're in. And it's, like, a large portion of Dallas is
Grand
largely...
Grand Prairie is all...
Oh, yeah. 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 No offense to the Spanish-speaking citizens of Dallas, but your city sucks. I'm just going to say that.
No, right? Not even just the Spanish-speaking.
Everybody all. Down there, yeah. Yeah, I do not like Dallas. It used to be I hated Austin. Now I love Austin and I hate Dallas.
See, I went to Austin once and I loved it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fun down there. A lot of fun. Good times to be had. Yeah.
All right, so you got your car towed.
Yeah, I got the car towed. And we had to spend $186 to get it out. Fucking shady little motherfucker. We were gone an hour. So they were there the second they called. And yeah, it was
they're quick.
Yeah, they're quick. They're shady, that's why. But yeah, we got that out, and we drove all the way back in the middle of the night and got back to OKC at like 4 in the morning. But then my computer blew up.
Yeah.
Actually, my computer blew up before I got down there, but yeah. Power source, I need to buy a new one. But yeah.
That's why we haven't had our videos up. It's because his computer blew up, and we're just wicked busy. But we should have some articles and movies up by this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we should have some exclusive stuff up.
Some exclusive stuff. We got some press material. Some MK, just a bunch of good stuff on there, hopefully by this weekend.
Yes.
And so check us out.
We will have the videos up here in a little bit as well. But yeah, anyways, that's basically what I've been doing is run around the bi-state area.
Ooh, yeah.
And playing some... A little bit of Halo. I wasn't too. I can talk about that later on because I did get something new that I was playing. But a lot of Left 4 Dead. All Left 4 Dead. I guess I can go ahead and talk about the new game since
Go for it.
I went and got the new Halo map pack.
The Defiant.
Defiance map pack. Yeah. I like the Noble map pack a lot better.
Was it worth the money to buy that?
To be honest with you, there's like two new maps. There's supposed to be three new maps. I have no fucking clue if there's more than two because they showed me two maps I kept having to play, which is this space station one that's above a star or something like that.
Does it have like zero Gs like the other space station one does?
Sort of. There's an inner room that's a zero G and it's like a drive room, like a core drive room that's zero G. And it
How big is it?
It's not that big.
So it's not as big as the zero G for...
No, actually, it's a little bit bigger than that one. Okay. Yeah, but it's just more laid out. It's a total gank map. It sucks. It's great for Slayer, but if you're doing objective shit, it totally sucks ass, and I really don't like it on objective.
Yeah.
But everybody wants to play that fucking map. There's another one that's like, I forgot the name of it, but it's because I only got to play it a couple fucking times because nobody else wanted to play it while I was playing. And it's an abandoned research facility, and it's a huge, big map area that goes on and on. Lots of sniper areas, shit like that. Lots of vehicle stuff. And it's pretty fun. It sucks ass, though, if you don't know the map that well, because there's so many hidden areas in there, and we're just getting our asses kicked. But overall, the map pack, I felt a little let down. I felt like there wasn't a whole lot that it offered. So,
well, I mean, you can't have all gems.
Yes, in the immortal words of Andrew, they can't all be gems.
Yep.
But in this one, for the 800 points, I felt like I should have been buying a gem, you know?
Yeah.
So I would suggest just wait until they put Noble and Defined into an actual grab bag pack for a cheaper price, like a value pack, and grab it then. I found myself switching back over to Noble map pack because I'd just rather play that one. So I might give it another turn eventually, but right now, no.
Not at all.
I got Homefront to crack open. So.
Play.
Yeah, but that's all I've been doing.
5 hours? 6 hours?
Well, yeah, the 5 hour campaign.
Yeah.
Is that what it is on Homefront?
Yeah, that's what Matt told me. He played it. He was supposed to be on tonight, and unfortunately, he was unable to make it out. And yeah, from what he was telling me, the campaign is only like 5 hours. He says it's pretty good, but it's still only 5 hours.
Well, he said it was worth it, didn't he?
I don't know. I don't remember.
So what have you been playing?
Let's see here. I started playing Mass Effect 1. After playing Mass Effect 2, I've got more patience for Mass Effect 1. It's pretty good.
Yeah, Mass Effect is totally fucking fun, man.
Yeah. I got more patience, and I'm playing it on easy. Fuck it. There's not an achievement between normal and easy, so I just kind of want to burn through it, because it's not... I don't play it for the actual gameplay and the shooting stuff. I play it for the story, so I'm playing it on easy. Let's see here. What else have I been playing?
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead. A lot of Left 4 Dead. Oh,
of course.
Me and Holly just picked up a... another Xbox, the Slim, 250 gig with
Welcome
the Kinect.
To the family.
Very
nice. We got another TV, so now we're not split-screening on Left 4 Dead, which is very nice.
Other than one of the TVs being standard
definition. Oh, yeah, one of ours is standard definition, which blows.
Yeah.
But whatever.
It does not look good.
You can't have it all. But we're planning on buying another TV, so we'll have HD here soon. With our Kinect, we got a game called,
U-Shape.
Your Shape.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad. It's a workout game for the Kinect, and I just want to say this right now, that game is Satan.
Yeah.
I mean...
But in a good way, though.
I mean, kind of.
The good parts of Satan.
Like, I don't...
The horns. the tail.
I mean...
stuff you find in hot dogs.
Hold on one second, my brain's not working. Yeah, like, it's got this kind of yoga mode, which is a good after a workout working on your balance and
yeah,
doing the warrior walk or whatever.
Centering your chi.
So yeah, I mean, I played that the last couple days. I've burnt probably altogether about 600 calories on it, which, holy cow, they make you squat so much. My legs were killing me these last couple days. I've been walking around like an old man.
So yeah. It's a good workout, though.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah. It's a very good workout.
And, like, it holds you so accountable, because this is probably, like, the best rendering for Kinect that I've played thus far. It can completely pick up all of your motions, pick you up.
Yeah, it shows the clothes that you're wearing and stuff like that. Where, like, I started off, I was wearing sleeping pants and, like, a baggy shirt, and then you could actually see, like, the folds and stuff
and
the shirt,
and you can see
the
pattern on the shirt. But, like, I'm doing squats or side lunges, and I hate lunges, and it's like, you're not going low enough on the lunge, go a little lower. I'm like, fuck you.
So it's really fine-tuned scanning.
Yes.
If you come in with a boner, it counts you off, kind of thing.
It's like, please stop looking at our trainer.
Yeah.
He does not appreciate that. I'm like, he's got rippling abs.
Yeah. I think U-Shape is the one that they that's the one that they showed at the E3 stuff, and they were talking about the Tai Chi program, the boxing program that's built into it, and all the workouts. Like, you have the block. Boxing.
Went through and I punched the blocks and then stepping on, like, the different colors on the ground.
It's supposed to have a heart monitor. I saw that at E3. Mm. Had a heart monitor that tracks with this thing, but I haven't seen the peripheral yet for it. But that would be kind of cool to have.
Well, this was definitely one of the things when I saw the Kinect, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. That looks like it'd be worth it for the money. Your own little personal trainer in your home and all that.
Yeah.
That looks like hell.
Dude, it's... Yeah. Like, literally. And then you stop for a few seconds and I'm like, okay, we'll take a break. We'll pause it where you're at. And I'm like, no, you're supposed to keep going because I'm not working out. I'm going to... it's pretty mean. And, like, I just now started being able to walk without gimping. But, I mean, I'm still not walking as fast. Like, we went to go see a movie last night, and I'm like, Holly, slow down. My legs hurt.
Well, what'd you go see?
I went to go see Paul.
Yeah.
Really good.
Nice.
Had some good, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg do great stuff. And
Is it worth seeing? Yes. If you're a Shaun of the Dead and Spaced fan?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's like all of their other...
Spoofs.
I don't even say they're really spoofs, because they're like...
They're parodies, I'd say.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, it's like the zombie apocalypse. That was a legit zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Except it's putting real people in that situation, and that's where the comedy comes from. And that's the same way with this, is that what's actually happening isn't that funny. It's just you put real people in those roles, and that's where the humor ensues.
Kind of the Christopher Guest approach with Best in Show and
Mighty
Wind and all that. It's the humor and reality. So.
And I completely forgot that what's his name? Jason Bateman. Jason Bateman's in it, and he's...
So he played the FBI guy or something?
Yeah, he was a complete douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays a good douchebag, so...
No, yeah. And all their little nods to different things in that movie was really funny.
I did see the one where they're talking about anal probing, and they're freaking out, and he walks up with a donut on his finger.
Yeah,
and he's like, anybody want one of these?
What did he say first? Like, whenever Simon Pegg asked him, he was like, what if we fall asleep and you probe us? And he's like, am I harvesting farts?
Yeah. It's nice. Really funny.
It's Seth Rogen doing the voice.
I love Seth Rogen.
I mean, it's just all around good movie. I mean, it does have a bunch of subtle nods. Like, they go into a bar and they're playing the Tatooine. And it's this, like, southern bar, and it's got like a fiddle and a banjo doing that part. It was really funny.
Funny.
Back to video games.
Yeah, back to video games.
Let's see here. So that was U-Fit. U-Fit.
Your shape.
Your shape. Whatever. It's it's horrible.
It was. It's really good though. But it's awful afterwards. But
if you stay up with it, I'm sure if I keep doing it and I stay up to it, I will lose some good weight and start looking good.
I haven't found what actually works out my stomach more though, because I was just like, whenever I started it, it was just basically working on the legs.
Yeah, that's about all it's really done for me thus far, but I haven't dove into all of their different routines. So a lot of it is just working on their legs and stuff, and then they suggest you have like 5 or 10 pound dumbbells that you're doing these exercises with.
Let's see, back in the day, we used to just go into basements and, like, you know, have two guys hold us back while we punch each other in the stomachs to really tone up the stomach muscles.
Yeah.
That's the old Irish way.
I might have to do that then.
So, just kind of get them nice and firm.
Holly's making a fight club.
Yeah. Breaking chairs over each other's backs to work out those you know, back muscles and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
It's like my shoulder blades are feeling a little thin. Like, let's crack a chair over your back. Yeah.
Let's see here.
Yep, that's good stuff.
The last game I played was a Slam Bolt Scrappers, which is a PSN exclusive from Firehouse Games. I originally saw it when we went to PAX, and I talked briefly about it. Well, it came out last week, I believe, and I actually got to dive in and play it a little bit. Now, basically, what this game is it's kind of a beat-em-up brawl / Tetris, kind of like tower defense game.
Yeah.
So this is more of the guys grab the things and you can throw.
You spin
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you have
yeah.
to like you have to beat up these
little goblin things.
Yeah, these flying goblins. Yeah. So you beat them up and they turn into actual.
Yeah, they drop like little pieces and you grab the piece and you fly over to your area, you flip it around and you put it together. And instead of, like, making a line and it drops, if you get about 4 of the same color together, they make, like, a special weapon, a turret, a laser cannon thing, a thing that shoots rockets or drills.
Yeah. And each color thing does a different thing.
Yes.
Like, you got, like, drills and lightning and cannons.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, red makes rockets, purple makes lasers, green makes drills, and blue makes, like, shields, and it shields your other structures.
Okay.
Now, this game, I have to say, it's very simple, but it is a whole lot of fun.
It's a 3D one, too, it goes, so you can kind of turn the camera sideways.
Not really. We played a stage that it moved around, like your actual tower moved.
Yeah. So it is 3D though.
Kind
it is 3D environment.
It's a platform. I mean,
yeah,
you
but
can
it's
only
done in a 3D environment.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, obviously, this game isn't very well known, so I've gotta tell everybody to, if you have PSN, you guys need to jump onto it, pick it up, play it. It's a fantastic game. My one complaint about it is I wish it was on Xbox Live, because I think it would have an even bigger market, but...
It might get over there eventually.
Hopefully, yes. But yeah, like, there's a couple different kinds of matches you can do, like a four-person free-for-all. You can do, like, 2v2. You can do co-op. And they're like, they have an actual campaign where you're fighting different computers and stuff. Like, one we fought was a giant robot thing that you'd have to knock down its shields, and then your actual tower would start attacking it and dropping its life. Now, whenever you're flying around and stuff, like, let's say it was me and Holly versus each other, we're flying around, beating up the little goblin things, stealing pieces. Well, if I see Holly's kind of got low life, I can run over to her and start punching her, knock her out, and then she has to respawn. So I've got a couple seconds to build up my towers for her. There's also different power-ups. Like, one of the power-ups you can grab, you can actually start beating up on their tower itself. Like, you can run up to it and start breaking their stuff. So I've got to say, this is a blast of a game.
And it's 4-player co-op and versus, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
4-player co-op versus
or
and
up
free
to,
for all.
Up, it's up to that many. You don't have to play with 4
people. No,
you
can play by yourself.
Yeah. So, but you can also play with or against, so.
Yeah.
Nice.
Me and Holly were playing earlier today. We were playing co-op, just me and her versus on the campaign, and beating up their giant robots and stuff. And of course, you unlock different things. You unlock new characters. You unlock new upgrades and power-ups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have to say, this game's really good. You guys need to check it out. Pick it up on PSN. I don't know the price offhand, but you guys really need to check it out and send some stuff over to Firehouse Games and tell them Firehose Games and tell them they're doing a good job. So
tell them to get that shit on Xbox.
Yeah, yeah. Because obviously I'm a big fan of indie games. I love different indie games from MNC to anything Twisted Pixel comes out, Double Fine, Telltale Games. I love indie games because that's where you get your cool, kind of unique ideas, unique gameplay, unique stories, which isn't as corporate driven as your AAA titles.
So who was I can't remember who did Shoot Many Robots.
Shoot Many Robots. I can't remember. The guy's name is Al. One of their developers' name's Al. That's another game you guys need to get on and check out before it comes out. Is Shoot Many Robots. That's a blast of a game. Speaking of, okay, I'll get to that later. Yeah, and that's basically all I've been playing. Can you think of anything else I've been playing?
Not off the top of my head, no.
I dabbled a little bit in NBA 2K11. The game's kind of hard. From what everybody's saying, it's the best sports game in the last 10 years. I have to admit, it's a brilliant game. It's beautifully done. Haven't really dove too much into it. I'm probably going to have to buy it because I rented it. I really couldn't get that much into it because I'm too fucking busy with all the games I'm playing. But that's another fun game. What have you been up playing, Holly?
I started playing the first Mass Effect, which I didn't really get that far into it, and then I jumped on to Bulletstorm again.
What's your class in Mass Effect?
Soldier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and my name is Lady, so it's Lady Shepherd.
Oh, so you're playing a chick?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm a bitch.
Oh.
Just wait till
no
part two.
No way.
Just wait till part two. The female acting in part two is 10 times better.
Really?
Yeah, you're a total. Yeah, I went through and played as a lady for a bit. You were a total bitch in that one.
Yeah, I really enjoy being a complete bitch.
No, nice.
I'm about to nail Liari.
He's like so proud.
I know, dude. I was playing. I'm like, hi, I'm about to get laid.
I'll tell you one thing. It's like I've always stuck with Liara Tassoni as the love interest because she's supposed to be the default one that's mm-hmm. part of the story when you play a Shepherd, you know, male human, even female. I think you can hook up there because they're not gender specific.
Well, he was telling me that I needed a boyfriend, that I'm supposed to have a boyfriend in the first one
and
cheat
on
him in the second one
because I've got one that The character I'm doing now, I'm going to do Liari. I'm not going to cheat on her on Mass
Part
Effect 2 and see what it does in Mass Effect 3.
Okay.
And then I was wanting to see what the consequences were if she cheats on him, whoever.
Well, technically, it's like since it's been like 3 years, the relationship's kind of over with in Part 2. She's happy to see you and you guys.
Yeah, if you play Shadow Broker,
you get further into it with that if you stay committed. But I don't know if that changes if you fuck somebody else at the end of the mission. I think maybe I'll just bring that dialogue up where you have to say, my heart belongs to somebody else now, or you're the one and only for me. I think that might be all it will do, but
she'll go crazy and throw plates and shit.
I don't think so. She's pretty level-headed.
At first, I was like, man, I've been fucking
she's
a lot
of aliens.
She's
not one of my girlfriends.
I actually want to fuck a normal chick.
Yeah.
But after talking with Ashley in Mass Effect 1, she is a cunt.
Oh, yeah. I never liked Ashley.
Dude, she is such a bitch.
When I look at it nowadays, because you have this option... I don't know. You already know about it because you've heard us talk about it with Mass Effect 2. Is that halfway through Mass Effect 1, you have the option to sacrifice one of your characters.
Mm-hmm.
And the options are Alenko or Ashley.
Yeah.
And you have to decide between one of them. And it carries on throughout the entire series, even into part two. And
Wait. So if you kill Ashley in Mass Effect 2, you see...
No, Mass Effect 1.
I know. In Mass Effect 2, you see Caden or whatever?
Yeah, you see Caden Alenko is the one who survives.
Okay.
But and I always killed Ashley just to get her the fuck... No, sorry, I always killed Alenko just to get him the fuck out of my party because he kind of pissed me off sometimes. He was a little moody bitch. He'd always bitch about using his biotics.
Both of the humans are just annoying little fucks.
They made them that way on purpose to make it hard to decide which one to kill.
Because you just want to kill both of them.
Yeah, and looking back at it, I'm going to go back this summer and replay part one and part two to get ready for part three. And I think I'm actually just going to finally kill Ashley this time just to get her the fuck out of the thing.
Dude, she is such an annoying bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like, I hate aliens. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
When you run into her,
well, at the end, she's all like, oh, alien, this group of aliens is fine. You know, I'm not so much a xenophobe anymore. But when you run into her in part two, when she sees that you're with Cerberus,
you cannot
explain to her, period. You try and explain to her what's going on, that I don't care who I'm working for as long as I'm trying to save everybody. And she's like, well, you're just a sellout. And you're like, go fuck yourself, little
what
bitch.
If you hook up with Ashley? Is that a different kind of storyline whenever you see her in Mass Effect 2?
No, I'm not sure. I never fucked her because I couldn't stand her. She plays hot and cold.
I was able to.
It's so sad talking about this way, but she plays hot and cold in the first game. If my girlfriend hears me. Anyway, yeah, but she plays hot and cold constantly in the first game, where she's like wanting to get up all on your nuts, and she's like, I come from a family of soldiers. I never wanted to be with one. You know, you're just like, oh, God, you know, you fucking emo bitch, you know. It's like, you're like that Katy Perry song. Anyway,
I kissed a girl and I liked it?
No, you're hot and you're cold, you're in, you're out, you're up and you're down, whatever the fuck it is.
I know.
Yeah. I kissed a girl and I didn't like it. Does that make me weird?
Anyway, that makes you a homo.
No, I just asexual. But anyway, but yeah, I always hate Ashley. If I could actually like have the Rex gang rape somebody, like just Krogan rape,
four nuts,
Krogan rape somebody, I would have.
You know, they have four nuts, right?
Yeah, they have four of everything.
They're like, because I didn't pick it up for a little bit, and they're always talking. They're like, you got to have a pair of quads.
Yeah, like, you didn't realize that's what they meant.
Yeah. After a little bit, I was like, oh, they have four tusks.
So is my Lady Shepherd gonna be able to fuck guys and girls, or
The first game you
it's
not
male
really.
I think only, and in the second one,
but
I can
have sex with all of the guys if I want.
I know
to.
No, you have to choose one.
Yeah, you can only.
But
yeah.
I think there's a lesbian option.
Yes, what's her name? Heather Yeoman. The Yeoman.
Yeoman Chambers.
Yeah, Chambers.
Yeah, she's the one. You can get her as a guy or as a chick, I think, in part two. And she's actually the one who does the striptease sex scene.
Yes,
which is the only actual risque.
Whenever you fuck somebody in the second game, you need to fuck Garrus. I heard that's hilarious.
Oh my god! I never wanted to think of Garrus having sex,
dude. I heard it is so funny. He's so awkward.
He's
so
one of my favorite
characters.
He's the Turian.
Yeah, he's the Turian Spectre that's on your team with the eyeglasses.
He's a
C-Sec officer at first that starts working with you to find what's his name? Saren.
So I can't have sex with Seth Green.
No, you cannot have sex with Joker.
He's a gimp.
Damn.
You get to play as him for
that's
a little bit.
That's really
well, yeah,
fun.
I remember
yeah,
him
that's really
playing
funny.
That part, yeah.
There's just like, shit. Yeah, that's funny
She's
as well.
She's like, I like seeing you on your hands and knees.
Nice.
Yeah, so
I like seeing humans on their hands and knees.
Dude, I mean, I'm having a blast with that game. I'm really
eating.
Excited about Mass Effect 3.
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited about it, yeah.
And, I mean, fuck, I've never, ever, ever played double playthroughs or two times through a game.
We
ever.
Told you it's a great series once you can start getting into it, yeah.
I'm pretty excited. I'm excited about Holly's storyline just to kind of... Because I'll probably watch her
just
play.
To compare.
Yeah.
It's one of those games that, for people who don't play RPGs, it's a good intro into RPGs because it is... Got a lot of, like, especially part two. Part two is one of the best ones for it because there's a lot of action in that one, and it can go down a number of different ways. Every time you go into a fight sequence you've been in before, it can go down a number of different ways. It's never the same when it's one of the more upscale battles. And
I did something that was kind of funny.
What's that?
Taking Legion onto the flotilla.
I already did that. Yeah,
that's really
I did that
funny.
On purpose. Yeah,
yeah. I know. I wasn't even thinking because he was one of my main guys. I took around.
Yeah, I took him around everywhere.
That was pretty funny.
I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? If there's any chance of, because he's a normal Geth, he's not a heretic. So it's like, if there's any chance of getting the, whatever they're called, the Quarians to see eye to eye with the Geth again, it would
maybe
be to take him on there. Because when you're on there, you can talk to every single one of the council members, and you can convince all but two of them or one of them.
That main douchebag?
Yeah, that the Geth have the ability to actually work with them, that they don't have a problem with them, and that it's the heretics that have the real problem with the Quarians. So I thought this would make an interesting lead-in for part three, since, you know, by part three, it's going to be everybody coming together, and if I can get Geth to actually fight with me rather than against me, that'd be badass.
Yeah. Because
they're just nonstop, constantly. They're just everywhere, so it'd be great to have them as an ally.
I'm even taking my nerdiness from Mass Effect one step further. I'm reading the books.
See, I've read the comics, but...
I'll let you borrow that book, well, whenever I'm finished with one of them.
If I ever get around, yeah. If I ever have a chance to.
It's actually really good. It's really informative.
Yeah. I checked out the Assassin's Creed books.
Really?
And the new one, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, it's crazy because it reads like a video game. Because it's like story, dialogue, running across rooftops,
It says that for
take down assassin,
pages.
Man. Take down, nice. air assassinate, running across rooftop, right? It's just constantly, then it goes dialogue. I'm like, okay, there's dialogue. And I was a little whatever with it. Yeah, I was just like, okay, whatever. But I was digging through the books to see if they had a picture of the apple in there for because we're doing that prop, you know, and I pretty much finished most of it. My girlfriend's mom was actually reading the Assassin's Creed books, so I thought, oh, this will be interesting.
Yeah.
So, but even she said it read too much like a video game. So that's why I kind of stay away from those video game books.
No, this one was actually written by the guy who wrote the story for Mass Effect. So it's got, I mean, the entire story is in his head. Mm-hmm. It's not like the Star Wars books who anybody can write a Star Wars book.
Well, see, this is the guy that had he actually just taken this story and got turned into a movie, he would have had George Lucas on his ass, I think.
It's already in the works for a Mass Effect movie.
Yeah, they've been talking about it since Mass Effect 1 came out, and I'm still not entirely sure I'd be happy to see it.
So. I think it'd be really cool to see.
I'm still kind of iffy about it.
I mean, one major draw for Mass Effect for me is the consequences, and you can't really do that with a movie.
Yeah.
I remember they tried to do these Choose Your Own Adventure videos.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, where it's like, you know, if you want to do this, fast forward to this. And you start fast forwarding, and you're just like, and you see what happens. You're like, oh, shit, I'd rather have that happen. So you go back, and you're like, all right, there we go. So, and those didn't work too well.
Choose Your Own Adventure DVDs now.
They had those. Yeah. They had them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they had the, what were the books?
By Tin Man Games. Shit, I can't remember, but they have like an iPad kind of choose your own adventure role playing thing that we saw at PAX.
Is that Adventure Storybooks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Adventure
Storybooks,
yes.
Yeah.
That actually would seem pretty fun. I don't have the money to buy it right now. And
yeah, they actually gave us bookmarks.
Bookmarks,
Yeah. And we actually have some video we're going to put up, interview and gameplay with them. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What have you been playing, Holly?
Well.
Well,
other
I've already
than,
asked.
Other than Mass Effect, that I only played for a little bit, I got balls deep into some more Bulletstorm.
I'm talking about balls.
Which I actually had to start over again because you were, I think that's whenever you were upstairs sleeping or, I don't know, I didn't think about it and it was actually on the hard drive upstairs.
Why didn't you go upstairs and just import the save?
I didn't think about it and I hadn't gone that far into Bulletstorm in the first place, so I was like, okay, well, I'll just do it again. And I actually got pretty far. I don't even know how long I was playing it for.
I think you're on chapter 2-3 last time.
No, she's on 6.
I'm on chapter 6.
Right.
Act 6.
Act 6. Okay, yeah, because I went through that while you guys were at PAX the first couple days. The first day that you guys were gone, I sat down and played Bulletstorm, and I went through, first, I just, you know, fucking poop-socked it, went straight through the whole thing. on very hard mode. And I just have not even, I haven't gone back to play multiplayer.
How many chapters or how many acts are there?
I can't even remember.
I think it's like 12, I believe.
Okay.
I don't even remember.
Because it seemed, I don't know, like the way that it's set up, it made it seem like I was getting like really close to the end, but.
You get a couple setbacks here and there while you're going through it. So.
Because I already, like, I already got to the girl and.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got to the point where we, like, the building was crashing down.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a couple times that happens.
I know, but we're on, like, I have to jump down, like, the dam.
Oh, yeah, where you guys end up in the water on the raft. Okay, yeah.
What is his name? Ichi gets eaten by the...
Oh, yeah, the plant.
The plant.
That was
yeah,
a hell of a boss fight. Dude.
That's where I get to. I got to the boss fight, and I destroyed one of them.
Well, you haven't gotten the general yet, so...
Yeah, you actually get the general that you're trying to kill and your party for a little bit. And that's some really fucking funny dialogue right there, because he just won't shut up the entire time. My favorite thing is when he keeps calling Ichi sushi dick. and Ichi says something like, you know, I'm going to throw one more racial slur, I'm going to throw you off the side of this building. And he goes like, don't get your panties up in a roar, you prancing geisha. Just like, that's fucking funny.
God.
Yeah, he's like, you don't have the balls.
So I did that, and then, of course, Left 4 Dead.
Which is always fun.
Yeah.
I think I might.
I don't think I played anything else.
I think I might do some L4D tonight.
I think I might, too.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I know Donnie will be on. If you hear us, Donnie, you better be.
Oh, and, you won't hear this, too.
I know. I'm just talking.
Well, so we'll probably play
I
tomorrow,
think Donnie,
too.
Yeah, but
I think
you guys...
Donnie knows everything. Well, no, we're tomorrow night we're doing...
We'll talk about
that here in a minute, yeah.
Well, yesterday, like, he was taking a nap, and I was playing Bulletstorm.
Yeah, we sent you an
guys,
invite.
Well, Donnie had sent me, like, 3 or 4 invites.
Oh, yeah.
We were being a dick.
Wait, okay, so TVGP is playing their fucking, their Monday night Left 4 Dead night.
We were fucking with
and I'm playing Mass Effect, which I was at the part where you're blowing up the nuke, which is a pretty intense part of the entire game. And...
We thought it would just be more intense.
I got probably 23 fucking party invites in the matter of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just blink, the Gorgasm wants you to play. Blink, D-Spark wants you to play. Blink, J-Nobs wants you to play.
We just thought it was fucking funny.
I'm like, oh my god, I hate you all.
Well, it's like last night we were trying to get the game started and Nobs was taking forever. Doing something. And we were sitting there sending him invites one after another. And I just finally said, Donnie... You live right next door to me. He's like, yeah, I live like 6 houses down. It's like, why don't you just walk over there with your headset on and just keep knocking on the fucking door and knock on the door. And when he doesn't answer, go to the windows and start knocking on the windows. When you see him, just go, Left 4 Dead. Yeah. So I was like, just go over there and fuck with it. Just knock on the door.
No, like, before you were even on, I'm pretty sure Donnie had sent me like 3-4 invites.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had sent him a message. I was like, hey, Andrew's asleep right now. I won't be able to play because I won't be able to talk.
Yeah. And,
you know, so there's no point.
And
then,
because as soon as I got in the room, we were sitting there talking. He's like, hey, like a lady's on. You should send her an invite. And I was like, I think she's playing Bulletstorm. I was like, I'll send her one, but I doubt she'll join. So I sent you one.
Yeah, he had already sent me some, and then you got online, and then he sent me another one, and then you sent me one, and then I think he sent me another one after that, and then like Nob sent me one. So I was just like, oh my god,
we were on a request. Just request binge, just sending out all kinds of fucking requests.
So I wasn't special.
Yeah. No, we were doing it to everybody. We just thought it was funny. So
you guys are douchebags.
Yeah, I know we are. Dude, we were talking about, like do you know that Donnie's like an athletic supervisor for a school?
Yeah.
And we were joking around a little bit about it. But it's kind of funny. But we were talking to Donnie about all like his personality when he plays Left 4 Dead.
He's like the nicest player ever.
He is. He's so sweet.
He's so
a survivor. And he was
man,
that was a really nice pool. Really nice boom, guys.
I was doing my impersonation of Donnie playing Left 4 Dead, and he's just like, wow, you got a really good smoker on me. Oh, excellent teabag. I was going, wow. That's...
I'm like, Donnie, stop giving him encouragement.
I could really feel that on the side of my face. I would love to see him in Halo. I just want to say that much. Going like, oh, nice headshot. Oh, nice headshot again. Oh, nice headshot.
If it's something like really good, I will definitely give props. But he does it to everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm not against it. He's a super nice guy.
It's always entertaining.
That was a really good spit, guys.
He's like, look at Gorgasm cashing in at 600 damage. I'm like, yeah, I just killed you. You like that?
Shut up, Donnie. I'm going to eat your soul.
You just want to do Lebowski quotes, too, and go like, God damn it, Donnie. You're out of your element, Donnie. I just like playing with Donnie because every time we start a game and he's on my team, every time we're infected, I just like get really quiet on the headset. Once everybody's in position, I go like, don't fuck this up, Donnie. And he's just like, okay.
Okay.
He has gotten a lot better.
Oh, no, he's gotten a lot. Oh, no, yeah. No, he's getting good and stuff. I just like fucking with him.
Better than someone that we were playing with that just kept on shooting us the entire time.
Who is that?
No.
Was that him?
No, it wasn't him. It was someone else.
Not Nintendo Laddie.
No.
The whole Nintendo Laddie was really fun.
Yeah. That kid was funny. But
jump twice if you can hear us.
Oh, yeah. And then he started jumping. I was like, good boy. Okay, now. Do you want to get the achievement? He's like, I'm like, yeah, all right.
Oh, who? Wait. That reminds me. Who are we playing with? And they didn't have a mic, and everybody's kind of trash talking them. And they're like, oh, you suck so bad, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I forgot who it was.
I can't remember who
and
it was
I'm
either.
I'm like, hey, if you can hear us, jump up and down. And he jumps, and we're like, oh.
it's kind of like my Halo with the Kinect experience. You know? I think I said something about his mother and some other shit. And I was
yeah,
just talking,
I remember
and also
that.
Just, boop. So left the game. I was like, oh.
Well,
I felt so bad. I didn't know my mic was on. So
all right.
You wouldn't have felt bad if your mic was on, though, because you still
no,
would have
then
said
I would have
the
known.
Same shit.
No, then I would have been fucking yelling yeah. at. But sorry, but when you run over me with a warthog when I'm carrying the fucking flag to the fucking home plate, fuck you.
Douche.
Fuck you, dude. Yeah, fuck you. You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
So, Holly, did you play any other games?
Not that I can think of.
So that wraps up our games. Let's see here. I'll dive right on this one.
News?
No.
We don't really have any news, do we?
He's got some news.
Let's do news first, and then I'll hop over into the comedy corner.
Yeah, and then I'll hop on to games.
Well,
we'll do that.
We'll get games at the end.
It's a work in progress, people.
Yeah. So first bit of news: Stacking has announced that it will be coming out with the DLC, which is cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't really get into it. I just watched you play it. I didn't play it myself, but it just didn't seem interesting to me.
It's fun. So some people really like that game. So
It's a good way to be entertained during a root canal. So, you know, hey.
Let's see here. Quantum Dreams, the makers of Heavy Rain, is working on their next game, which is not going
Light
to
drizzle.
Be... It's not going to be Heavy Rain 2. It's not going to be Thunderstorm with a chance of hail.
it's going to be cloudy with a chance of flurry as well.
Let's see here. So that's that.
Downpour.
As you guys may know, Hudson was closed down. The people who made Bomberman. So they just announced their Bomberman 3DS title has been canceled.
Until somebody else buys it up.
Like yeah, I'm sure somebody will pick up Bomberman.
Microsoft,
it's a big title.
See EA grabbing it or something.
Yeah. Let's see here. Duke Nukem announced its multiplayer modes. You've got Duke Match, Team Duke Match, Capture the Babe, and Hail to the King.
I thought you were about to say Capture the Duke Match.
So it's just so egomaniacal, game mode.
Misogynistic. So they actually took Capture the Flag and changed it to Capture the Babe?
Yes.
That sounds awesome.
I was reading this somewhere. I can't remember. Like each team has their own babe, and you go over there, you throw her up on your shoulder, and you run off, and she's going to fight you the entire time.
Okay.
So what you have to do is give her a nice smack. I'm like, holy cow!
You gotta do the Sean Connery on her, huh?
Fox News is going to be jumping on this one.
Why?
That
they're probably
awesome.
The main investors, to be honest with you.
So I was like, oh, that's pretty funny.
One thing I want to bitch at really quick is that with Fox News, man, you watch Fox News and you listen to the bitch about MySpace, you listen to the bitch about this and that, and truth is, they own that shit. They bitch about it to get the hype up so it becomes more popular so they reap the revenue off of it.
Not whatever. It works.
I think it's just fucking gay how people actually think, oh, Fox is telling the truth. No, they do it on purpose. They own all that shit.
News networks lie.
It's World Corp. It's the same people that own fucking DirecTV, you know?
Yep.
And my last piece of news, which is actually going to segue into our comedy corner. is Ed Boon's rumored to have a 360 exclusive Mortal Kombat character. So my idea of there not being a 360 exclusive is wrong as of speculation right now. I'm still holding on to it, thinking that there's not going to be one. But there's rumored to be 360 exclusive.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. Now, our Claptrap Comedy Corner is going to be, what is the worst Xbox exclusive crossover character for Mortal Kombat, and what is their fatality?
I didn't know we were doing fatalities.
So basically what you're asking is like, out of all the Xbox games that have been released to date, what character would be a horrible character to bring into Mortal Kombat as an Xbox exclusive character?
Definitely.
So as an example, I'm not going to steal anything. So as an example, say, what's an Xbox? The chick from Mirror's Edge.
Yes.
Although I think that came out of place. But it doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter if the game's been on other systems.
As long as it's on Xbox.
Xbox, yeah. Right. So, and that's really not a bad one to have that chick. That's nothing funny about that.
Cool.
I wouldn't play it. But there's nothing funny about it, other than she runs around constantly. So,
Let's see here. I'll go first. Mine would be Barry from Alan Wake,
okay.
The fat guy who has the
Christmas lights
wrapped around him.
The big orange jacket.
And his fatality would be strangling somebody with the
What
Christmas
about nagging
lights.
You to death?
Or nagging you,
making
or bitching
you question,
and moaning.
Making you question your reality.
Yeah.
Until you just
and
kill
then,
yourself.
And then, hey, let's get really drunk when there's crazy shit outside.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably mine.
Great storyline flaw there. yeah.
Yeah, nobody knows. That game came out almost a year ago.
I love Alan Wake. I thought it was a great
game.
It
did come out a year ago.
Yeah, I did.
So.
I have no idea.
I mean, I love Alan Wake. And,
yeah.
But that would be a horrible Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah.
Alan Wake himself would be kind of terrible.
But he could shoot lights.
He pussifies himself.
He can write damaging hits. He's like, damage hit, and he shines.
He can blind you with it. Now, what he does is he blinds him with a flashlight and then just beats the crap out of him.
Or you could just shoot him.
Yeah, he shoots a flare gun at him right in the cock. Right in the cock.
What would yours be, Holly?
I have no idea. Let's go to Trent first.
Oh, God, mine shit. For a video game character to bring in, I'm going to have to go with Wario.
Wario's not Xbox.
I don't give a shit.
Wario's
on
Nintendo and
Super Smash Bros. Melee.
You can't use that one.
Oh, goddamn. Okay, fine. Fine. Something that's Xbox exclusive that would be a horrible character to bring over into Mortal Kombat. Wow. That's just... Man.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, too.
I'm trying to pull one out of my ass at the moment, and... Because Xbox has very few just, like, humorous games. I know, I got one. The orange worm from Worms Armageddon. There you go.
Aww.
And his fatality, he eats your eyeballs out. I don't know. If I could go with anybody, I'd go with anybody from the cast of Saved by the Bell.
Screech.
Yeah, Screech.
Oh, no.
Because he's all buff and shit now, doing porno and crap, you know. And his fatality is he pulls his dick out and cuts your head off with it, so. It's called a screechality.
I still have no idea.
Let's see here.
I didn't have any time to think about it. I could just use one of the pinatas from Viva Pinata.
That would be kind of cool.
Oh, I got one.
Go for it.
The companion cube from Portal.
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazing.
It just sits there. That's all it does.
Yeah.
They kick it, and it's fatalities that frustrate you.
Yeah.
You just give up, so.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
You got anything, Holly?
No, I can't.
Well,
think of
she'll
anything.
Have something for next week along
yeah.
with all of our listeners.
Yes, I will.
So send us in your worst Xbox exclusive character for Mortal Kombat and their fatality to tiltcast@rocketmail.com. Let's see here. Last week, what we put up was for people who sent us in a review, we were giving you guys Monday Night Combat codes. You don't have to take that down because I'm not going to read it over the...
No. I was going to pull it down.
Our two winners were Winemaker Joe. He actually said if we wanted to, he will do our 6,000-word review on Pong. So, but he's just going to give us a review. And the other was one of my buddies, Casey, not not the Casey I live with, but a different Casey. He wrote us in one, and those should be coming to being it up on the website here pretty soon. So those are our two exclusive. Way to go, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our gauntlet for tomorrow, which we announced last week, we're going to be playing Monday Night Combat.
And not just a regular match. What are we doing?
What?
The developers.
Oh, hopefully. I've been shooting him emails. He hasn't sent me anything back, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send him another thing tonight, hopefully get him on. So come play some Monday Night Combat with us. Should have written in some reviews, and you would have gotten it for free, but sucks to be you.
It's sad that we're going to play with the guys who actually made the game.
I know, we're going to get raped.
I'm glad we're split-screening. I'll have them on my team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, whatever.
You don't have the game. we have to split-screen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay, no. So
I guess
while Holly flaps her arms around about that, we're going to go ahead and do new releases.
Go for it.
Yeah, we are. Okay, so what do we have come out this week and what's going to come out the rest of the week? Well, this week so far, what we've had come out, well, let me see. We've got, I'm just clicking something really quick for the fuck of it to see what the date is. Okay, we had Crysis 2 finally come out for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to pick that up. I'm not a huge Crysis fan, but it seems pretty neat.
The fact that you needed a computer from the future to run the first one, I kind of kept me away from it. So,
well, we're going. We don't need.
Yes, we don't need
anything.
Yeah, we don't need eyes to see. Anyway, PlayStation Move Heroes. Bullshit. Anyway, sorry. We got Swarm coming out for the PlayStation Network and Xbox 360. That came out today. That looks like a cute game.
I remember seeing it at PAX. I didn't play it. I remember going by it and seeing it.
Which one?
Swarm.
Yeah, it's this thing called Swarmites, and it's like all your, they're it's basically you got 50 of them, and they're totally expendable, really stupid. And you're
kinda
leading
like
them
lemmings.
Through kind of like lemmings, and you're leading them through levels of very dangerous, destructive, like saw blades. It's just basically,
it's like
get as many of them through as
so
possible.
So it's like a next gen lemmings.
Yeah, and you actually it's a lot more horrific than lemmings though. Because it's like buzz saws coming up and chopping. You actually shoves
damn.
And chopping. And
I might need to pick that.
Yeah,
up.
There's I think there's a limited ways to die, but they're humorous all the same. So that came out for Xbox and PlayStation 3 yesterday, and it looks really cute, though. We got the next big thing coming out for PC later on this week. I'm really not entirely sure, basically, what that one's about. I know it's a PC game, it's a comedy and action game, and, basically, it's that's all it really is. I'm not gonna go into it, so... Even though that's my job, I'm not going to go into it. We have Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon coming out for the 3DS today. That should be interesting. We've got Super Street Fighter 4 for the 3D edition coming out for 3DS. Again, that might be interesting. We got Ghostbusters Sanctum of Slime coming out for Xbox and PlayStation. That's a DLC you can grab, and that came out today.
Top-down kind of... And it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. The PlayStation 1 came out today. Xbox is coming out tomorrow, I do believe. And it could be interesting. We've got Battle Los Angeles coming out today for PlayStation Network. I think that's actually based after the
movie.
Yeah, the movie is going to be coming out.
The movie actually did come out.
It already did? Okay.
Yeah, it came out on the 13th, I think.
I haven't heard a damn thing about it since I saw one preview, so...
Last week Friday or the week before?
No, whenever we were at PAX.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay. Anyway, it'd just be nice to watch a movie where a whole bunch of hybrid drivers get blown up by aliens. So
I want
to
see it.
Who sniff their own farts. Sniper Ghost Warrior is coming out for PlayStation 3 today. We got Tomb Raider Trilogy coming out on PlayStation 3 as well today. Let's see. We got Pilot Wings Resort for the 3DS. Another groundbreaking Nintendo game right there. We got Monster Tail coming out for the DS. We've got Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars. That's the Lego edition coming out for PlayStation 3, Wii, PSP, DS, Xbox 360, and PC. We got Angry Birds Rio on the iPhone, iPad, and Android. We got Nintendo Dogs and Cats and New Friends. Was it Nintendo Dogs, Cats, French Bulldog, and New Friends is what it's
Isn't
called.
Isn't that on 3DS?
That's on 3DS.
Oh, yeah. The 3DS is coming out. I think.
Yes, it is. We've got Dissidia 12. Duodecim Final Fantasy that came out for PlayStation for PlayStation Portable. We had Mayhem come out for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 today. We got Naruto Shippuden Kizuna Drive. That's a really hard thing to say with a cock in your mouth. kind of for PlayStation Portable. We got Trackmania Build a Race, and that's actually kind of cool. That's one of those. It's for Wii, and it's where you build your own racetracks and fling your cars out. Either way, then this week, today, we had one of the most idiotic games I can think of. I really don't mean to say that to piss anybody off. I just want to say it, but The Sims Medieval.
Getting medieval on your Sim ass.
Yes, getting medieval. Does anybody have any insight on this that they can throw out there?
No.
I haven't played Sims since, like, Sims 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Sims were fun. I don't...
I played them whenever I was younger on PC, and that's it.
You know, I'd rather go out and live and talk to real people. I just want to throw that out there, because that's all you do in The Sims. Okay, anyways.
I try and get mine laid.
Yes, that's what you do.
And then you have to find jobs.
And
then
he gets slapped. Yeah, but you just sit there for 10 minutes while he's off at his job. You know, you don't actually have to do anything. Anyways, what's coming out later this month, it's highlights to mention. We've got Dino D-Day.
Yes.
Coming out on PC.
I sent them an email.
My birthday.
They haven't said anything.
Nice. We got Back to the Future.
Yes,
the new episode coming out
part two. I thought episode two was already out.
No, this is for iPad.
Oh, okay.
For iPad. It's already out on PC and all those other ones. Something I'm kind of happy about because I used to be a fan of the old games, although they said this is not going to be anything to do with the old games. We got the third birthday coming out for PlayStation Portable, and that's Parasite Eve. A story that follows the main character from Parasite Eve, Aya Bree. And, again, it really has nothing to do with the Parasite Eve franchise, other than that was the main character. So it's going to be kind of, I think it's kind of a Roots video game. We have, Chime Super Deluxe coming out for PlayStation 3 Network, which looks very cool. And then we have Euphoria coming out for iPhone, iPad, PlayStation Network, and Macintosh on April 1st. And that is definitely a game worth picking up. Trust me, I own it, and it's one of my favorite games.
I want to pick it up on my iPhone.
Oh, yeah, it's a fantastic game to play. I might actually grab it for iPhone just so I have something to do on the go. But, yeah, so that's basically it for games. For that third birthday, though, for those people who are interested for PlayStation, PS3 Network and PSP Network brought out the original Parasite Eve. For download last week on the 15th. So, Parasite Eve fans, unite. They might be bringing back the franchise. So, did either of you guys ever play Parasite Eve?
No.
It's kind of done in the Resident Evil style, like third-person runaround and little still environments doing stuff, fighting like this weird mitochondrial mutation thing. It's actually a pretty cool game.
Well, all right.
It's worth checking out, so... But yeah, that's it for upcoming releases.
All right, so let's do a little wrap up. So send us in your Xbox the worst Xbox exclusive MK character and their fatalities to telcast at rocketmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/tiltcast. Play MNC tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Central.
Is it 10:30 actually that we do, or is it 10? It's 10.
Yeah,
okay.
10.
Okay,
10 Central. Some Monday night combat.
And don't forget, it is daylight savings, so move your fucking clock forward if you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, way to go on that one.
Yeah.
We haven't done it yet. I was gone last week, so when I came home this week, not all my clocks were set forward.
I like how you were asking me what time it was whenever it was on the 360, and you were like, yeah, but mine's... I haven't set mine yet.
Oh, no, no,
like,
no.
Oh, okay.
Mine was fucking up. It told me it was a completely different...
Okay, because I was going to say
like
no.
5 hour difference from what time it actually
just
was.
Just subtract an hour from that.
Yeah, I think my power went out sometime during the week.
You add an hour.
And, yeah, we...
You added it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Spring forward. But no, I think my power went out sometime this week, and whenever I came back home and put it on, it hadn't connected to the to Xbox Live in a while. So it was basically running from that reset time.
Yeah.
And it didn't update automatically whenever I connected to Xbox Live. It was still saying it was like 6 in the morning or something like that.
Alrighty. So then Comedy Corner, MNC... Go for plugs.
And then I guess we'll do some plugs. We've got Giant Bomb at giantbomb.com. We have No Quarters, the carouselpodcast.com, and TVGP at tvgp.tv. They do good things.
They like to play with us.
So, They do like to play with us.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and have a good night.
Later.
See ya.